Here we are actually practicing for living up there. So we're going to be real happy up there. We should be working towards it down here. You know what? You can call on it at any time. Just call on the name of the Lord and He's there for you. 209, it's the life behind the name that makes the demons tremble. It's the life behind the name that makes the demons tremble. It's the life behind the name that makes the proud heart humble. It's God who divides the plan that it all seems like a man. He would live so He could give to us the life. Let's sing 303, which is He Walked in Galilee.
He took the blame and
keep singing like that with a good enthusiasm, we're going to have the people on the internet coming through our little camera here singing along with us. That's what we want. And you people out there watching us, if you ever get over to Gisborne, you're more than welcome. And you won't be strangers because you'll know us and we'll know you. We're going to have testimony shortly, but let's sing 298, It Was Early in the Morning. By an ancient wayside well, Eliezer stopped to rest his camel train. It was early in the morning by an ancient wayside well, Eliezer stopped to rest his camel train. He had found the bride rising, he had found Rebecca Fenn. We don't want to miss that train, do we? Right, you may be seated, except if you've got a testimony, then you can stand or sit. Now's the time, Sister Barbara.
I thank the Lord for his healing power. Just during the night, I had another attack of vertigo, and so this morning when I woke up, it was pretty bad. So Lee prayed for me, and praise the Lord. This time it's just gone, so thank the Lord for it.
And when I was praying for Barbara, I just reminded her, you know, that when the Lord, in the Bible, so often immediately he prayed or touched their hand or put his hand upon them, they were healed immediately. So I just reminded her and said, immediate. We're going to ask for immediate. That's what the Lord did. And it's worked. Answered prayer. Any others? Sister June?
Next to my bed, I have a calendar with a scripture for each day. And a lot of them lately have been about giving thanks. And so I'm giving thanks today to the Lord for all the answers to prayer that I've had of recent days and healings. So many things I have to thank the Lord for, and I'm very grateful to him. So glad I'm his by his grace. Amen.
We can't say enough thank yous to our Lord, can we? Brother Taru.
Thank you, Lord. I didn't realise, but then when you get into that place called comparing others, and I thought it was just not nice to be in that place. Because we shouldn't be doing that, comparing ourselves. But the Lord, by his grace too, just came and said, hey, you've got my heart in you. I said, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. That's beautiful, Jesus. Amen.
That's what the Lord wants to hear. People saying thank you for what benefits that he's given them. And it's like the lepers, 10 of them, and only one came back to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We can never say it too much. Any others? All you people out there, any testimonies that you have to want to share? If you can't speak it here and now, send us an email, write us a letter, or come and call. You'll be very welcome. We want to have all the testimonies we can find. Okay, well, just before Howard comes, let's sing one more. There's a light in the window. Shall we stand as we sing? Tables spread with splendor. There's a light in the window. Table spread with splendor. Someone standing by the open door. I can see the crystal river flowing up the air forever.
The amazing mountain before.
I see the bright light.
Just about hold on. I can see.
Praise the Lord. We've never been this homesick before. Who's feeling like going home? Won't be far to go. I really believe it. We've got to be ready. So may God help us all. I wonder if we could turn our Bibles this afternoon to Isaiah 41, verse 10. You just remain seated if you want to. I've just got a few scriptures to read. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with my right hand of my righteousness. Isn't that beautiful? Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6 says, be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Praise the Lord. And John 14:15, which says, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I'll pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while and the world seeth me no more, but you see me. Because I live, shall ye live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. What a relationship. Wow. Let's just pray. Lord Jesus, we come to thee. We just thank you for the reading of thy word. We thank you, Lord, that you're with us. You said you'll never leave us nor forsake us. And Lord, we believe you. We don't believe what we think. We believe what you said. So, Lord, may you help us this afternoon to go through this. For a few moments, Lord, may we be blessed and encouraged. We ask it in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. You may be seated. We're speaking about fear not, for I am with thee. Fear not, for I am with thee. Now, there's two types of fear. It's really good to know this because they are different, really different. The fear of God and the fear from Satan. Fear controls many people, sinners and saint alike. When we fear, it reveals a lacking of the love of God. Why do I say that? When we fear, it reveals a lacking of the love of God. Let's turn to 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. Because the fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. So, brother and sister, if you have fears, we need to be more in love with Christ. And it casts out fear. Isn't that wonderful? Fear comes from the devil. which means the tormentor. That's what the word devil means, the tormentor. I want to read you something Brother Branham said here. Of course, if anyone with common school education knows, a devil means tormentor. You've got a tormentor in your soul. See your pastor. If you've got a tormentor in your body, that's where I am here for, see? All right. The tormentor is the devil. We fear because we are unaware of any security around us. You know, I told you the other day about the little boy in town who went with his father and they were going shopping and he wanted to go in every little shop he liked, little toy shops. And his father said, stay by me. He said, okay, then along the way a bit he ran off again, kept disappearing. So his father stopped at the shop corner, the shop alleyway, where the boy could not see him. But he watched from a distance. And all of a sudden, when he was looking for everything, he started looking around and said, Dad, where are you? Dad, where are you? He's left me. He hadn't left him. He had just withdrawn from him and was watching him. And brother and sister, sometimes the Lord does that for you and I. We want to do our own thing. He just withdraws a little. But he's watching over you all the time. Praise be to God. When we get out of touch with God, we feel insecure. But he's still watching. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? He's still watching you. In Matthew 28:20, we read Jesus saying, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. Who believes that's wonderful? He's with us even to the end of the world. Amen. Even when we are not conscious of it, he is near. He's watching us all the time. Now, Brother Branham made this statement. You must remember that God is watching you every hour. He watches you when you're asleep. Now, I think the reason that people do those things is because they're not conscious of his presence. They do things that are wrong because they're not conscious of the presence of God. And yet he's there. Whether you think he is or not, he sees every look you make. And every move that you make, he knows all about it. But we ought to realize that. We used to have a little song when we first come among the Pentecostals. And they sing, all along on the road to the soul's true abode, there's an eye watching you. Every step that you take, this great eye is awake. There is an eye watching you. Hallelujah. Who's glad he's watching you? Amen. Praise be to God. At times, circumstances dull our senses. That's what happens. Circumstances dull our senses to his presence. Sometimes we think the Lord has left us because things go wrong. Job had reason to think that. Think of Job. Why? He was a wealthy man. He was well respected in the country, in the city. He was an elder. And all of a sudden he lost everything. He lost his houses. He lost his paddocks. He lost his children. He lost everything in one day. And he had every reason to think that God had left him. But God had never, ever left Job. Isn't that wonderful? You can't go off circumstances. The Bible says there's no man like Job. There's no man like Job in all the earth. That's how much respect God had for Brother Job. Now, Peter had reason to think that Jesus had finished with him too. He'd finished with him. Peter the Apostle, why he was found lying, cursing, and denying the Lord when a little girl came up to him. Said, do you know this Jesus? No, not the man. You imagine how Peter felt. But when God sent down the angel, he said this. In Mark 16:6. He saith unto them, be not afraid or frightened. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they lay him. Now listen to what he said, the angel. But go your way. This is after Peter denied him. And tell his disciples and Peter. He concluded Peter in this. The angel did, because God told him to. That he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him, as he said unto you. Isn't that wonderful? You imagine how Peter felt when they got there and said, the people got there and they burst open the doors to the disciples and said, the Lord is risen indeed and has appeared unto us. He's told us to come and tell you disciples and Peter. And Peter's way down the back, head down, shamed. He spun around and said, did he mention my name? He said, yes, Peter, he mentioned you. Didn't mention anyone else. He just said disciples and Peter. You know why? Because Jesus knew how he felt. And Jesus cares. The fear and insecurity is always from ourselves. And God has never changed. The disciples were so caught up in the storm of things, crucified their Lord, they overlooked who was present in the boat. You know, in the storm, when the storm was raging and they're just about sinking, they forgot that God Almighty was sitting in the back of the boat asleep. Have you ever done that? When you're in a raging storm, remember Jesus is in the boat with you. He may look like he's asleep, but he's got his hand upon everything. Even when Jesus was not present to be seen, he was with the disciples. I like this in Mark 6:46. And when he had sent them away, Jesus had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray. And when evening was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on the land. Jesus alone on the land, disciples out in the boat. And the Bible says, and he saw them toiling and rowing. God sees everything. For the wind was contrary to them, and about the fourth watch of the night he cometh unto them walking on the sea, and would have passed them by. But when they saw him walking on the sea, they supposed they had seen a spirit, and cried out, for they all saw him, and were troubled. And immediately he talked with them, and saith unto them, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. That's what the Lord wants us to do. Be not afraid. Who loves the Lord? Amen. We're not to be afraid. He's with you all the way. Hallelujah. Because he's called and chosen you. And he will never, ever desert you. He says in John 15:16, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit. That's the life of Christ. And that your fruit should remain, not go away. That whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. No person's influence will ever take you from the Lord. It's impossible. If you're his child, you're his child. It's like somebody coming along to one of you and trying to talk you out of it, that your father is not your father. It's just ridiculous. You know you're born of your father and mother. And you belong to the family. And Jesus said in John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. We follow him, why? Because he's our Father. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Hallelujah! No one can pluck you out of the hand of God. My Father which gave them me, he is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Very safe and secure in the hands of Jesus. Safe in the hands of Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? Many times we look to others for comfort. The Lord said, fear not, for I am with thee. That's the reason we fear not. Why? He is with us. He's with you right now. Right here in this room, he's with you. The minute we put our trust in men, we have a false hope. In Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5, It says, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in men, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. Brothers and sisters, we've got to learn to trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord and don't despair. He is a friend so true to you. No matter what your troubles are, Jesus will see you through. Hallelujah. Do you believe that, Tim? He'll get you there. He's with you. Praise be to God. If we're trusting in this brother or in this sister, or that the church in the church, or that doctrine or this doctrine, our trust in the Lord ceases. And perfect love is replaced by the fear of men. Proverbs says, 29 verse 25 says this, the fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Hallelujah. We can come under the influence of others, fearing them, not knowing it. You don't even realize you're fearing what people do. The influence of the world can be a fear. The fear of being lost does not come from the Lord. God worketh by love, and fear of the Lord does not condemn you. But we fear to be outside of his will. Who fears to be outside of his will? Lord, let us be in your will, Lord. Fearing to be different. Maybe the way we dress sometimes, sisters think, oh, what are they going to say if I dress this way? No. As long as we fear men, the fear of the Lord is far from us. Well, brother so-and-so think, if I do this or I do that. No, brother and sister, what does the Lord think? Time is running out for us. We want to be clean, have a clean slate at the gate. Life is too short. We want to be free. Free in the Lord. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Let's say it. Where the fear of the Lord, there is liberty. Hallelujah. So we all need a greater fear of the Lord. Not a fear God will beat you down. It's not that sort of fear. But a loving fear, should we displease him. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. That's how he knows you love him, because you obey his word. Fear governed by love. The fear of the Lord is pure and clean, the Bible says. To keep us from the fear of the devil. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, says that in Psalms 11:10. The fear of the Lord is so different to the fear of the devil. In Psalm 19:9, I've got a lot of scriptures out why I'm reading them fast. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Whenever the Lord appeared to people, he said, what did he say? Fear not. Isn't that wonderful? Listen to these wonderful scriptures concerning the fear of the Lord. In Psalm 34, verse 11. Come, you children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Proverbs 1, 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. In Proverbs 8, 13, we read, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy, and the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate, he says. Proverbs 20, 27, the fear of the Lord prolongs days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. They've got all got promises to these. You fear the Lord, your days will be prolonged. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 14, 26. The fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life. Depart from the snares of death. That's what it says. Proverbs 16:6. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. If the fear of God comes into your life, you'll kick evil out of your life. All influences will have to go. You know, the early church experienced the fear of the Lord in a wonderful way. They saw the power of God moving amongst the church, and we're going to see it here. Who believes that? God will restore his bride back to the word of God. Acts 9:31. Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied. Isn't that wonderful? That's what we want. We don't want to just go to church and go, oh, we've had church, now go home. No, we want the fear of God to be in our life. In church, out of church, wherever we go, we want the fear of God to be there. Why? It's the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Who loves the Lord today? May God grant us the fear of God. And you know, brother and sister, if we fear, remember, if we're fearing, there's a lack of the love of God. So people say, oh, I love the Lord, but they feel like this. You've got to get down on your knees and get into the presence of God until you feel his presence. Then you know you have nothing to fear. Praise the Lord, because he's with you. You know he's there. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Praise be to God. Well, that's all I had, just a few scriptures to share with you today. I pray that's been a blessing to you. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Shall we just stand for prayer? Every head bowed and every heart also. Lord Jesus, we come to you this afternoon, Lord. We thank you for the fear of God. For the fear of the Lord comes from the Lord. It's a wonderful fear. It's clean. It's pure. Lord, I just pray that the fear of God will be in our hearts to please you and to walk in the light of your word. Not just to sing about it, not just to read it, but to actually believe it and act upon it. Lord, I just pray that you'd bless every brother and every sister right here now, Lord. May the fear of God be our portion. We commit this word to you in Jesus' wonderful name for your glory. Amen. Well, what we got here, brother? Because he lives. Okay, because he lives. Anybody desiring prayer, just feel free to come. We're willing to pray for you.
God sent his son. They call him Jesus. He came to love and forgive. He lived and died to buy my mind, and he came to bring to prove my faith.
Let us sing now.
He
both Bubs and I are facing medical issues, and I'd like prayer for both her and myself.
Yes.
We don't know what the outcome is, but they could be serious. Mm. But I know we're in the Lord's hands.
Hallelujah.
I just want to help to pray for both of us.
And yes. Yes, amen.
Well,
praise God. Anyone else believe? Come and stand here with me to pray. Brother Peter, we anoint you with oil in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for his glory. Hallelujah. Lord, we come to you because we're believers. We believe you, Lord. We fear not. We cast out fear because it's of the devil. We're asking in the name of the Lord Jesus, the healing virtue of Calvary. It will be Brother Peter's, Brother Bub's experience, and they'll know the touch from God and testify in this church that Jesus Christ has answered prayer. We ask it in Jesus' name as we're anointed with the Holy Ghost, with this oil in Jesus' name. May they have a testimony, Lord, that will bless many. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God, brother. Go believing, thanking him. God cares. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, oh, fear is gone. Because I know, here I know, behold my future, and my
we just thank you for being here with us. We thank you for the truth. We thank you for Brother Peter and Sister Bubs who have just put their feet into action because they believe. We've just prayed for them. As a body, we believe. All we need to do is look for the result, and we thank you. Lord Jesus, you are our healer. You are our comforter. You are our future. Bless the people that joined with us at this time, Lord. Bless us as we go on our way. In Jesus' precious and holy name, amen. You are dismissed.